We've got you covered from all angles regarding the firing of Mike McCarthy, the 14th head coach in Green Bay Packer football history, is no longer. He'll make way for interim head coach Joe Philbin. Mike Clemens in Green Bay to cover it all was there yesterday when it went down. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mikey, good morning. How's it going?
Hi, Mike.
Can I give you a little timeline here?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
That's what we need.
Third quarter's wrapping up, and I'm looking around the bowl. You know, a veteran writer said, hey, what do you think about attendance here? And they said 77,000 paid. They don't really announce the actual attendance. And the lower bowl was 95% full. But I was surprised how many of the upper deck seats outside were empty, like under 50% full. So a lot of people not interested in the game, even though this game is supposed to be, you know, decide if you're still going to be in the playoffs or not. It's a Green Bay Packer football game. Yeah, wet, sloppy day. And just as the Packers punted, just as they had a drive and for the seventh time with a punt, I'm just looking around saying, this is a horrible game. This is one of the worst games I've ever covered. It's just so bad and so dysfunctional. And I just, you know, those stream of consciousness thoughts, I put that out on Twitter. But pregame, Chuck, you know, Mark Murphy, Packers president, CEO, you'll see him come by in the media cafeteria there, get some coffee, say hi, all that kind of stuff. Pregame, not to be found. Businesslike, you know, a little businesslike. We'll just put it like that. Not out mingling. And you guys also know that when we're on the road, we tend to sit with the front office in the press box, like at the Coliseum. Yeah. Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst, John Eric Sullivan in charge of college scouting, Russ Ball, all those guys right behind me, right over my shoulder in the Coliseum press box out in L.A. So when, you know, Ty Montgomery fumbles, you know, they react like fans, like, oh, darn. You know, they bang on the table and they, you know, they try not to say anything because they know that we're all sitting there, but they react the way you would expect them to. So then the game gets to the end, and then the Packers can't, it doesn't look like they're even really going for a touchdown to win. They're just holding on to hope they can get Mason Crosby within 40 for an attempt, and he misses the damn thing. And so now I'm walking on the catwalk that goes over the fans down to the media area because I got to go cover both locker rooms. And ahead of me is Russ Ball, vice president of finance, really smart math guy, that capologist. Russ is just walking a straight line. You know, there was a time where, about a year ago at this time, Mike McCarthy said, if Russ is the next GM, then I'm moving on. He didn't want him to be the next GM. And Brian Gutekunst is walking with Russ. And Goody he's smiling. He's laughing about something. So after this horrible game, you know, I know that maybe you can have a reaction where, God, this game was so bad, it's almost funny, you know. This sucks so bad.
Well, Rodgers was laughing all game long, so yeah.
Yeah. So and I'm just take that for what it is, okay? It's not Mike Clemens reports. It's just I looked at that and I thought, well, that's kind of strange. I mean, that was a horrible game. And I just looked at it like, you know, who knows? They could have been talking about the latest episode of Big Bang Theory. But then I go down and I first talk to the Cardinals locker room, Larry Fitzgerald. I've got an hour of stories, some I can't tell in the air, but he really is a quality player, human being, great with people and all that. And Josh Rosen coming to him and talking to him directly with me just standing there about, hey, man, on that play of this. And I'm looking, these guys have only won three games, but I'm looking at functional. I'm looking at the young quarterback talking to the 35-year-old receiver about, what did I learn today? You know, just really positive. Then you get into that Packers locker room, and most of those guys ran for the hills. Devontae, Clay, they were gone. They were gone. Randall talked, as you've heard. Blake Martinez talked, who leads in tackles. And then McCarthy has his presser, and Aaron has his presser. Now I'm upstairs, and some of the TV people from Milwaukee were saying, you think something might happen? And they were asking some of the beat guys, too. And one of the senior beat guys goes, oh, no, they're not going to do anything now. You know, I get a 10% chance that, you know, he's going to get fired tomorrow or something. You know, they'll play out the season. But no, they're so I get some of the, you know, best people. I didn't know what to think. I just was, you know, I was trying to put them together my reports on just what happened in this crappy game and where the Packers go from here. And I was actually shooting a video on that in the stadium when all of a sudden I got a text, McCarthy fired, you know, from, you know, source. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. And I go back into the office and I turn on the email, and a minute later they post that official email. Murphy acted decisively. You know, it's not knee-jerk. I mean, he basically came into that game and saying, they better blow these guys out. Because the way they lost in Detroit put McCarthy in trouble. The way they nearly lost to Kyle Shanahan, working with a backup quarterback, put him on the hot seat, put him on notice. Like, okay, he's got to win the postseason because this is not the way this team is supposed to look, particularly at home in good weather conditions. And then, you know, the way those last road games have gone in L.A., in New England, where they, you know, they're off to good starts and they let these games slip away, and all the penalties on special teams and all that. And Murphy's, he's had enough. This is, you know, this is a broken record for six games. And here's two or three things Mike McCarthy might have done a year ago that might have kept him having a job. Instead of CYA and bringing in guys he's known for 30 years from Pittsburgh, like Jim Hostler, to help out on offense, to Frank Cignetti. Those guys go back to when they're in their 20s at quarterback coach, replacing Van Pelt, who McCarthy knew that Rodgers loved, maybe too much. Maybe he was, you know, McCarthy could have or should have hired a guy out there like a Sean McVay or a Kyle Shanahan, one of these younger guys, to bring him fresh ideas, just like Andy Reid has. I mean, Andy Reid brought in Doug Peterson, and he got a head coaching job. He brought in Matt Nagy. He got a head coaching job. These guys that McCarthy brought in ain't going to get head coaching jobs. He went into CYA mode, and that's the first indication to a guy like Mark Murphy who smells trouble.
Do you think Murphy went into the day thinking, you know what, if by chance we lose these guys, we lose this game to this bad team, or at halftime thought, today's the day I'm going to do it. You think he thought that at all?
I'm sure he had an A or B plan. And if they blew him out and if he finally saw improvement back home and that they could get on a five-game run, then that's what you want to do. You want to see that things have turned around.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's one of the worst games ever, mm-hmm. ever. And I'm sure that Mark has got an idea on where he's going to go and what kind of a hire he's going to make. And he's probably got a guy outside the building that's quietly, you know, doing a search that's coming up with some of those names. And you know, the plan is right there on his desk, and he knows the time he's going to pull the trigger. He's probably got a hunch this ain't going to turn around, but he keeps waiting week after week for this thing to play itself out, to see if McCarthy can figure out a way to dig himself out of this hole, because he deserves that. I'll tell you what, here's the big question I want for Mark Murphy at 1:45 today. Did Mike McCarthy ever come to you and say to you about a year and a half ago, I know he's my boss, but are you thinking about replacing Ted? Because this ain't working. The man has to step down. He's not capable of doing the demands of this job anymore. Russ Ball's running the department. I don't like this. It's affecting our decisions on players, on getting things done. Or did McCarthy remain loyal to Ted? Because everybody's always told me, man, as long as Ted's in place, Mike's got a job. Mike will never fire Mike McCarthy. And that's part of these silos and part of this structure where Murphy came in last January and said, enough of this. I'm taking over until the ship gets back on course.
We are talking a lot about potential replacements, as one would do, and I think there's a lot of time to do that yet. Mike, I'm kind of curious about what the next 4 weeks are going to look like, just because I want to see the difference in demeanor, if there is one, and the difference in play from Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers yesterday, with all this talk about McCarthy, we're not going to be talking a lot about Aaron Rodgers, but I think he should be embarrassed that game is on tape. And if he is that bad that he played, well, then the Packers have a lot more problems. I'm going to say that I don't think he's as bad as he played, but constantly throwing at guys in the dirt, constantly throwing over guys, making decisions that are not Aaron Rodgers-like, I don't I don't think that he's manipulating it so that he's getting McCarthy fired, but he certainly stopped playing for the guy. And if he comes out and throws 350 and four touchdowns on Sunday, I'm not going to be happy about that. Well, I'm actually going to be more upset.
You know, the question, if we're all in Mark Murphy's shoes today and we're running the Green Bay Packers, not Brian Gutekunst, he's not in charge of football operations. It's the president. The guy's in charge of the revenue and the overall product. And maybe there'll be a day where that will go back to the GM, hires his own head coach, and they report that way. But for right now, Murphy's not trusting that situation. So Mark has to figure out, how do I get a guy who brings in innovative ideas, who can make something out of the personnel roster that we've got right now, so this is not a three-year deal or a two-year deal. But, you know, and he probably has some confidence that Goody has put a good enough roster that should have been in the postseason as opposed to the position is in. But the really tricky part is, and this is hard to figure out, man. I'm trying to remember a future Hall of Fame quarterback where they had to bring in a guy. Oh, wait a minute. They did that with Brett Favre. They replaced Mike Sherman and brought in Mike McCarthy, and Favre had to change his ways. They did it. And McCarthy got through to Favre. And let's think about this, too. They don't get to the Super Bowl unless Mike McCarthy turns around Charles Woodson. Because Charles Woodson was dragging it his first year, year and a half in Green Bay. Twice, we saw Mike McCarthy stand out there and get into Woodson's face after practice for 15 minutes and basically say, you're dogging it. I need you to do this. I need you to be here. That preseason game we had last week in Cincinnati, you were horrible. I shouldn't even put you on the field. You were phoning it in. You can't do that. Everyone's looking to you. I need you to turn it on. I need you to be the vocal leader because these other guys, Clay and Aaron, they're not vocal guys, man. I need your voice in that locker room. And if you do that, you could make the difference of us getting to a Super Bowl. So Mike McCarthy had some – what happened the last 3 or 4 years to that guy and Mike McCarthy, I don't know. But those are the things you got to give him credit for, and those are the things that the Packers know they need to find in their next head coach.
Talking with Mike Clemens. Mike, we appreciate it. As always, we'll hear from you on the station later today, the Mark Murphy presser coming up, 1:45.
And then Joe Philbin after that.
Oh, well.
hey,
one thing at a time.
Hey, look forward to this. On Tuesday night, statewide, the Joe Philbin Show. I can smell the ratings there.
Do you think we'll ever hear from McCarthy?
That's a good question, Chuck, because Mike Sherman talked 2 or 3 days after.
Mm-hmm.
He got fired on the morning after the final game, 7 o'clock, brought in, fired, clean out your desk, escorted to the door. And then they thought, well, you know, let's let Mike have something to say. That's Bob Harlan. And so Mike had a presser, and he called the PR director, Jeff Blum, over the house. And Jeff once told me, he's like, What am I doing here? And Sherman said, well, I don't know what the hell to say. I've never done something like this before. I've had a football team. How do I talk about me or my career? Well, it was a great press conference. And, you know, Mike got a few things off his chest. Sherman did. But he just, you know, talked about the experience and what he was going to do, that type of thing. I don't think Mike McCarthy talks. I think he's talked enough. It's been a rough go. And I would be surprised if they announced Mike McCarthy is going to do a Q&A. I think Mike just wants to get away and take some time off and figure out where his next gig is going to be. And he's Chuck Knowles. That's his hero. I asked him questions about that this summer in camp. And there's some clips we'll pull out later in the day where he thought that one of the things that Knowles did to survive for so many years and as a Steelers coach, and, you know, they won 4 Super Bowls, was he always put the players first. He never wanted to be a part of the story, and I think that's the way McCarthy goes out of Green Bay.
Keep up the good work, Mike. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, very soon.
Okay, boys, thanks.